This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz.
Welcome to another edition of Back Porch Bluegrass. That opening tune is one from the Hamilton County Bluegrass Band. It's one called Galatea and was recorded in Sydney, 1971. Colleen Trenwith on fiddle, Alan Rhodes on guitar, Graham Lovejoy mandolin, Miles Rye on bass, and myself, Paul Trenwith on banjo. And it was called Galatea. And that's after a little farming area south of Rotorua in New Zealand. And it was not considering the Galatea in Greek mythology very much at all, because I wasn't much into Greek mythology, but I did like going to stay with my sister in Galatea, who had a farm there. Let's hear from Longview now. Great band, Dudley Connell on guitar and vocals, Glenn Duncan on fiddle, James King on guitar and vocals, Joe Mullins on banjo, Don Rigsby on mandolin, and Marshall Wilborn on bass. And here they are doing a tune, The Train That Carried My Girl From Town. We get a few trains through Hamilton here, but not as many as we used to.
Tennessee raised, Alabama bound. My girl leave me, gonna move to town. Hate that train, took my girl from town. If another number would've settled down.
Hey, the train that kept her from town. Hey, 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 hey.
Well, I wish to the Lord that the train would wreck, kill the engineer, make the fire move back. Hello, Central, give me 6 or 9. Just wanna talk to the gal of mine. Someone call her back. Got her hand in the money sack. Long old train, he'll be down here. But Galloway left me standing here.
Hey, the train, the kid girl from town. Hey, 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 hey.
Mm-hmm.
seat. And he's just standing right there watching her go. And he's, oh, ever so sad. And that big black smoke is a roll. And they just shove a little more cold and light. Singing, hey, 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 hey.
Oh, that was very good. Pretty rapid. Oh, those were the days when we used to play fast like that. Let's have a bit of a slowdown now. Here's Ricky Skaggs and Tony Rice from the Duet album they did in 1980, which was an absolute gem, just the two of them playing guitar and mandolin, or occasionally two guitars. And here they are doing classic gospel song, "Where the Soul of Man Never Dies." This is what you do when you get a mandolin, guitar, and two wonderful voices.
To Canaan's land, I'm on my way, where the soul never dies. My darkest night will turn to day, where the soul of man never dies. Dear friends, there'll be no sad farewells, there'll be no tear dimmed eyes, where all roses bloom in there for me, where the soul of man never dies. And I will spend eternity where the soul of man never dies. Dear friends, there'll be no sad farewells, there'll be no tear dimmed eyes, where all is peace and joy. Beams across the foam where the soul of man never dies. It shines and lights the way to home where the soul of man never dies. Dear friends, there'll be no sad farewells, there'll be no tear dimmed eyes, where all is peace and joy and love and the soul.
Oh, isn't that done beautifully? They just sounded great there. In their early 20s, I think, or mid-20s, age-wise, I remember seeing Ricky Skaggs when he was 16 years old. That was 1971. So 25, and Tony Rice is a bit older, I think. And they were just doing some beautiful two-part harmony there. I thought you might enjoy that. It's time we had a fiddle tune, and no one better than Kenny Baker. This is from his County album number 736 called Kenny Baker Country. It's got some great tunes on it. Jack Hicks playing banjo, Munro Fields on bass, Joe Stewart on guitar, Buck White on mandolin, and Kenny, of course, on fiddle. And it's a polka, Allentown polka, this is called. And we don't do polkas much in New Zealand that I know of as a dance, but the rhythm is perfect for bluegrass. And here is one of Kenny's tunes, the Allentown Polka.
Thank you.
It's a great tune, just bounces along beautifully. I always remember Jack Hicks. We met him in 1971. We were in the USA, and he had a banjo just like mine, a Baldwin Ode banjo that he was playing and really liked too. He was intrigued to see that I had one the same all the way from New Zealand. And that's just the way it happens, folks. They were the good banjos of the time, and I've been delighted with my Baldwin Ode ever since. Several months ago, I played a track from Clyde Moody from the album The Good Old Days. Clyde Moody was one of the first bluegrass boys for Bill Monroe, and Clyde was a great guitarist and singer. And in fact, after he left Bill Monroe, he went on and became a sort of country singer and had his own niche in music for many decades, really, and then just sort of phased out. When bluegrass came back in again, he joined in with Bill occasionally, but he's a great singer, and here's one of his classic tunes. There's a big rock in the road. I wish I could tell you who the band was playing with him, but I just could not find that information anywhere. But here's Clyde Moody and his band with There's a Big Rock in the Road.
There's a big rock in the road, and it's there blocking the road. Lots of careless folks have found it, so you'd better get around it. There's a big rock in the road. There's a hole under the rock, and it's cold under the rock. And they say if you fall in it, that your life won't last a minute. There's a big rock in the road. Leave the darkness behind you, shine your light up ahead. If you don't want trouble to find you, change the life that you've led. There's a big rock in the road, and it's there blocking the road. So if you're not very humble, then you're liable to stumble on that big rock in the road. There's a big rock in the road, and it's there blocking the road. If it's happiness you're seeking, when you're tempted, don't you weaken. There's a big rock in the road. There's a hole under the rock, and it's hard luck in that hole. It's the basement of the devil, and he's waiting with a shovel. There's a big rock in the road. Leave the darkness behind you, shine your light up ahead. If you don't want trouble to find you, change the life that you've led. There's a big rock in the road, and it's there blocking the road. If you favor shady dealing, then you'd better do some kneeling. There's a big rock in the road.
Oh, very country there, and you can see why he's such a good vocalist. He really was an excellent vocalist, but he was replaced by Lester Flatt, and then the band with Lester Flatt, Neil Scruggs and Bill Monroe, Chubby Wise, just made history, didn't they, by really putting the bluegrass sound together. But Clyde Moody preceded it, and he also used to play in a band with Lester Flatt before they played for Bill Monroe, so all these guys knew each other. Way back in, when I was first getting interested in bluegrass music in the late 1960s, one of the albums that really intrigued me was Bill Emerson and Cliff Waldron and the New Shades of Grass, and I really loved their approach to the music. And Cliff Waldron Copeland was a very appealing lead singer, and he and Bill Emerson had some wonderful choice of material. And then when Bill left that band to go to the Country Gentlemen, and Ben Eldridge replaced him, and Mike Aldridge was there on Dobro, they were a fine band too and did all sorts of good music. Well, in 2000, the year 2000, Cliff recorded again. He'd been away from bluegrass for a while, but he recorded again with his band, and here he is. Cliff is doing the lead vocals and playing rhythm guitar, Matt Levine on dobro, Nevin Lambert on mandolin and tenor vocals, Billy Wheeler on banjo, Steve Spence on acoustic bass and baritone vocals, Pat White on fiddle, and here's a song called Only a Memory Away, Cliff Waldron. Cliff Waldron band, and I think he called them the New Shades of Grass, although that's not mentioned on that LP cover, I don't think. You're listening to Back Porch Bluegrass, and I'm your host, Paul Trenwith, and this show comes to you from Free FM 89.0, independent community media in Hamilton, New Zealand. I've lived here most of my life and played bluegrass music and learned bluegrass music right here in Hamilton, and listened to Flattened Scruggs playing the theme for Beverly Hillbillies and said, that's the way I want to learn to play banjo. And I've almost made it after 60 or 70 years. I'm just getting there, I reckon. But my fingers are slowing down and so is my brain. But never, you get that, don't you? I'm delighted that this show is sponsored by Shearer's Music Works. That's a big music store in Hamilton, in Anglesey Street in Hamilton. And if you go in there, the very helpful staff will see you right for getting a new guitar, be it a Martin or a Cort or somewhere in between. In fact, even the Corts are great guitars. I wouldn't mind one from my studio myself, and all the other instruments, all the accessories you could want, books on how to play, picks, strings, stands, and helpful advice. Go to Shearer's. Very pleased that they're sponsoring Back Porch Bluegrass, and I'd like you to support them any opportunity you get. What else shall I say? I need to tell you that there's a few things coming up that you ought to write in your books in less than 2 weeks' time. The Morrinsville Country Music Club are guests at the Tiaroa RSA on Sunday afternoon. It's the 19th of October. And Sunday afternoon, we're playing as guests of the RSA, putting on a concert there. There'll be a whole bunch of singers and a good band, and I think you'll really enjoy it. You can stay for the music and then have a meal afterwards. They have excellent kitchen facilities and great food, and it's going to be a very sociable afternoon with top quality music. What more could you want? And that's at the Tiaroa RSA on the 19th of Sunday, the 19th of October. And then the following weekend is Wellington Folk Festival, and that's held at Wainui Amati. You can look it up and get all the details about it. And for the first time ever, the Treadwiths are going down. That's myself, my son Sam, my son Tim, and my grandson Tyler, and the group that we have, and we play. We're playing as part of the festival. I've got a banjo workshop on the Saturday afternoon. We have our own hour-long concert on Sunday afternoon, and then we're part of the Sunday evening concert. And we're really looking forward to that. It'll be a real new venture for us, entering the world of folk music. 59 years ago, I went to the Wellington Folk Festival when it was in the Trades Hall, 1966, I believe it was. I'm pretty sure I've got a 90% memory about that. And anyway, it took a while for them to ask me back, but we're going back and we're going to be at the Wellington Folk Festival. So if you're listening to this and I've got nothing else planned for Labor Weekend, go to the Folk Festival. Let's have a bit more music. Here's a country gentleman from an album released after a 25-year celebration of the country gentleman. They put together an album of the various combinations of the band. And the first tune that I'm going to play is one called Aunt Dinah's Quilting Party, sometimes called Seeing Nellie Home. And it's Charlie Waller, Eddie Adcock, John Duffy and Tom Gray, which many consider the classic country gentlemen. And here they are doing Aunt Dinah's Quilting Party. 1986 this was.
In the sky the bright stars glittered, on the bank the pale moon shone, and was from Aunt Dinah's quilting party I was seeing Nellie home. I was seeing Nellie home. I was seeing Nellie home. And was from Aunt Dinah's quilting party I was seeing Nellie home. Soft hand rested, rested light as ocean foam, and was from Aunt Dinah's quilting party I was seeing Nellie home. I was seeing Nellie home. I was seeing Nellie home. And was from Aunt Dinah's quilting party I was seeing Nellie lips. A whisper trembled, trembled till it dared to come, and was from Aunt Dinah's quilting party I was seeing Nellie home. I was seeing Nellie home. I was seeing Nellie home. And was from Aunt Dinah's quilting party I was seeing Nellie home. On my life
was seeing Nellie home.
I was seeing Nellie home.
I was seeing Nellie home.
And it was from Aunt Dinah's quilting party. I was seeing Nellie home.
Oh, that's a very energetic performance of Seeing Nellie Home or Aunt Dinah's Quilting Party. I had a 78 of that song by one of the original musicians, and I can't remember what happened to it or who it was. That is a terrible thing to admit, I know. But the country gentlemen brought a whole new dynamic to bluegrass music. They sort of turned the music into entertainment. They were always great to watch. Duffy was a real show-off on stage, and he encouraged the others to show off a little bit. They were always a little bit more laid-back than him, but they were a unique combination, especially Eddie, John, and Charlie, and they just attracted audiences. You always wanted to see the country gentlemen because you knew it was going to be entertaining. And they used the music as a vehicle for entertainment. I guess that's what it was. And I know that Hamilton County did about the same sort of thing. Have an album from a set called the Carolina Scrapbook, and it's from the Kruger Brothers. And I've just got them here. Jens, Uwe and Joel Kruger, three Swiss brothers who moved to North Carolina and played excellent bluegrass music. And this set, I'm still getting my head around the set of Carolina Scrapbook. They've got lots of musicians working with them. With this one, they've got Jim Brooks doing lead vocal and playing mandolin, and Maynard Holbrook doing some harmony vocal with them. And it's a bluegrass classic written by Lester Flatt and Bill Monroe. Will You Be Loving Another Man? The Kruger Brothers.
Thank you.
Kruger Brothers, banjo, guitar and bass there with some guests. Will You Be Loving Another Man, a very classic Bill Monroe song there. We're going to hear from the Country Gentlemen again. This time it's a completely different lineup, apart from Charlie Waller, who has been or was the mainstay of the band for its entire life. This time it's Charlie Waller, Bill Yates, Doyle Lawson, Spider Gilliam on bass, Doyle Lawson playing mandolin, James Bailey playing banjo, and I think Bill Yates is just helping with the vocals on this one. And it's a beautiful Charlie Waller song called Come and Sit by the River, The Country Gentlemen.
I can see that you're ready to go home. There's some TV show that you're missing, but you know how an old man loves to talk, and he needs someone who will listen. Come and sit by the river with me for a while, and I'll tell you a story that's true of when I was a boy playing here on the shore. And the grass was so green and the water so blue. Well, our house stood right over there. Of course, they took it down for the highway. I can see my mama's tears. We've been there for 20 years, and you know we would still if I had my way. In those days, you could often find me here with the rest of the neighborhood children. There was so much we could do. There was fishing, swimming too. There was always some raft that we were building. Come and sit by the river with me for a while, and I'll tell you a story that's true of when I was a boy playing here on the shore. And the grass was so green and the water so blue. Many years I have watched this river flow, rolling down from the hills to the ocean. I have seen the waters high, almost fearsome rushing by. I have seen it nearly dry and without motion. Now at last you can see what it has come to. Oh, we've prospered but poisoned the waters. Now the tunes have all been played and the piper must be paid. Not by us, but our sons and daughters. Come and sit by the river with me for a while, and I'll tell you a story that's true of when I was a boy playing here on the shore, and the grass was so green and the water so blue. Come and sit by the river with me for a while, and I'll tell you a story that's true of when I was a boy playing here on the shore, and the grass was so green and the water.
That's the Country Gentleman with Come and Sit by the River with Me for a While. You're listening to Back Porch Bluegrass, and I'm your host, Paul Trenwith, playing the music that I love to play from my shelves at home. Well, I'd like to take this opportunity to do a big shout out to all the people listening on access radio stations throughout New Zealand and Canada. This show comes from Free FM 89.0 in Hamilton, but it's syndicated throughout the access radio stations in New Zealand, such as Raglan Community Radio, Plains FM in Christchurch, Arrow FM in the Wairarapa, Radio Southland, Otago Access Radio, Wellington Access Radio, Radio Hawke's Bay. And we also do a deal with Canadian Access Radio programs, and I get on half a dozen stations there, including CFBX and Kamloops, British Columbia, the Voice of Bombay in Newfoundland, Radio Fanshawe in London, Ontario, Prince George in British Columbia, and a couple of radio stations in the USA that I know of, Bluegrass Planet Radio and Southern Branch Bluegrass and Gospel Show. All these stations take Back Porch Bluegrass at different times of the day and night, and I'm delighted that you folk listen and leave your radio on when Back Porch Bluegrass comes on. I hope you enjoy my selections musically. It's all from my shelves, and I used to buy a lot of records and CDs, not so much these days. So I've just got them all sitting there, and I'm thinking, there's wonderful music in those shelves, and it's great being able to share it with you. I realise that many of you listen on podcasts, maybe on Free FM, direct from the station, or iHeartRadio, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Podbean, a whole bunch of different ways you can listen on podcasts. Thank you very much for letting me accompany you on your walks or your motorbike rides or your car rides or your just sitting fishing by a river or whatever it is you're doing. I really appreciate the fact that you're listening to Back Porch Bluegrass. What are we going to hear now? Early this year, I went and visited an old friend, Bruce O'Hara, in Australia, and he had an album there to give me from a lady banjo player in Australia called Kay Armstrong, and she plays good banjo, and she sings and has a whole lot of original songs, and the album is called Life on Dead Horse Lane. What a name for a road. Dead Horse Lane. She's got a picture of the sign too, and it's only Aussies who think of calling a road Dead Horse Lane. And so we're going to hear Kay Armstrong play a song now. The one I've selected is one called I'd Forgotten. Sounds like a good song for me. Forgetting is what I can do these days. Kay's doing the banjo and vocals. Hugh Curtis is doing fiddle and a bit of vocal harmony. Ian Dodd, mandolin. Brendan Radford playing guitar and vocal harmony. Mark Webber playing some upright bass. And it's all recorded in Brisbane, Australia, right down the south end of Queensland. Look at your maps, and Brisbane's a big bustling city, and lots of New Zealanders go over to Brisbane. They love the climate over there, although it's a bit hot for me, I have to admit. So let's hear, after all that, let's hear from Kay doing I'd Forgotten.
City life had left me weary, so I drove those gravel roads back home to you.
I'd forgotten how the stars light a path right to my heart. Had forgotten how the moon could touch my soul. In the country on a cloudless night, even if the world ain't sitting right, a breath, a sigh, fresh new softness in my eyes, spellbound by the brilliance of the Milky Way.
Thank you. no more beer, no more tea for the sun. I like me into PJs, no more talk, just one quiet little walk to the veranda, the rail. I lean out, look up, regale at how the Southern Cross had not forgotten me.
I'd forgotten how the stars could light a path right to my heart. I'd forgotten how the moon touches my soul. In the country on a cloudless night, and if the world ain't so bright, a breath, a sigh, fresh new softness in my eyes, spellbound by the brilliance of the Milky Way. In my eyes, spelled out by the brilliance of the Milky Way.
There was Kay Armstrong from Brisbane, Australia, with I've Forgotten. Well, when you got the record from Ricky Skaggs and Tony Rice and put it on the turntable, this is what you heard, and it was just magic.
My heart is sad and I am lonely for the only one I love. When shall I see her? Oh, no, never till we meet in heaven above. Oh, bury me beneath the willow, under the weeping willow tree, so she will know where I am sleeping, and perhaps she'll weep for me. She told me that she dearly loved me. How could I believe it untrue? Until the angel softly whispered, she will prove untrue to you. Oh, bury me beneath the willow, under the weeping willow tree, so she will know where I am sleeping, and perhaps she'll weep for me. Tomorrow was our wedding day. Oh God, where can she be? She's out a courting with another, and no longer cares for me. Oh, bury me beneath the willow, under the weeping willow tree, so she will know where I am sleeping, and perhaps you'll weep for me.
Oh, that was exciting. Oh, when I heard that and listened to that whole album, I thought, oh, this is how mandolin guitar stuff should be done. It was a real treat, and I hope you enjoyed that too. I'm going to play a track from the Hamilton County Bluegrass Band. It was an album called Encore, released in 1996. Alan Rhodes on guitar, Jeremy Trenwith, my oldest boy, on bass, Colleen Trenwith on fiddle, David Calder on mandolin, and myself playing banjo. And we'd written some songs for the album. We're sort of back playing again after a bit of a hiatus and playing gospel music mostly, Colleen and I and Jeremy, and we got with the band again and started performing, and we had a whole lot of songs to do. And this is one written by Alan, and it's one called Home Sweet Home, and it's a different approach to the music from our earlier days, but I really enjoy the way Alan wrote this song. Let's hear Home Sweet Home.
Listen to the bellbirds sing, telling me I'm home again. The laughter as the children play, my eyes are taking in this bright new day. I should have called to say I'm coming home, that I was tired of being on my own. So many years I dreamed about this day, and now I'm here to stay. Home sweet home, with my love and family all around. To hear your voice is just the sweetest sound. Home sweet home, there's something special in the air today. Away. Your smiling face, our children now to play. Home sweet home. Days I spend upon the road, the shortest days were when I got back home. But still you didn't seem to mind at all, a singer's widow in an empty hall. That endless highway's just a memory. Today I'm home where I want to be. Home sweet home, just the sweetest sound. Home sweet home. There's something special in the air today. That lonely feeling has just blown away. Your smiling face, our children out to play. Home sweet home. Just the sweetest sound. Home sweet home. Home sweet home. With my love and family all around. To hear your voice is just the sweetest sound. Home sweet home. Home sweet home. Just the sweetest sound. Home sweet home.
Isn't that a nice song? Oh, I really enjoyed that one. Alan was doing some good writing there. And the others, David Caller, was doing some nice mandolin picking and all that sort of thing. Oh, let's hear from Cliff Waldron again. Our love is always in season. Reminded of the old Flat and Scruggs song. They tell me your love is like a flower in the springtime. It blossoms and bloody, all that sort of stuff about how their love fades in the different seasons. Well, according to Cliff Waldron, our love is always in season. Let's have a listen.
We met in the heat of the summer, and by the time the hills were red and gold, more than the leaves were falling as we watched our new love unfold. The cold winds that howled our first winter couldn't blow out the flames burning strong. Since then many snowfalls have melted, but this feeling's still deep and so warm. Our love is always in season. Our hearts are never out of touch, and we keep finding more sweet reasons to love each other so much. Flowers that bloom in the springtime are beautiful, but soon they're all gone. Our love, it never stops blooming as the years roll on. We bowed in the heat of the summer, these golden rings we always would wear. Forever still keeps getting better with every new day that we share. Our love is always in season. Our hearts are never out of touch. We keep finding more sweet reasons to love each other so much. To love each other so much, to love each other so much.
Well, we've just about come to the end of Back Porch Bluegrass now. I hope you've enjoyed this week's show. I invite you to join me again, however you link up with me, be it by podcast or listening on Access Radio, for another session next week at the same time. And meanwhile, we'll take it out with Scott Vestal and his friends. Scott's a fine banjo player, and they're playing Louisville Breakdown. See ya.
This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.